sketch, please.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the National Cheese Emporium.
Thank you, my good man.
What can I do for you here?
Well, I was sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Rogue's Heres by Hugh Walpole, and I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, sir?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yeah, we're all hungry, like.
Ah, hungry.
Yeah, that's all. And I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my war polling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again.
I want to buy some cheese.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about the bouzouki player.
Oh, heaven forbid, I am one who delights in all manifestations of the terpsichore and mule.
Sorry?
Ooh, like an ice cream, you forced to.
So he can go and play, then?
Most certainly. Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Oh, never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
I'm afraid we never have that at the end of the week, so get it fresh on Monday.
Tish-tish. No matter. Well, stout yeoman, 4 ounces of Caerphilly, if you please.
Ah, it's been on order, sir, for 2 weeks. We're expecting it this morning.
On my lucky day, is it? Bell pay, easy.
Sorry, sir.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. Today, the band broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Emmental? Gruyere?
Nope.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberg ever jump?
Nope.
Lipka?
Nope.
Langer?
Nope.
White Stilton?
Nope.
Danish Blue?
Nope.
Rochester?
Nope.
Cheshire?
Nope.
Dorset Blue Vinny?
Nope.
Brie, Roquefort, Polivec, Porcelou, Savoyard, Saint Paulin, Cavalier de l'Est, Brestbleu, Brossin?
Nope.
Camembert, perhaps.
Ah, we have Camembert, yes, sir.
You do?
Excellent. Yes, sir. It's a bit runny.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, it's very runny, actually.
No matter. Fetch hither le fromage de la Belle France. Mm.
I think it's a bit runnier than you'll like it, sir.
I don't care how fucking runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Oh!
What now?
The cat's eaten it. Has it? Excuse her.
Gouda?
Nope.
Edam?
Nope.
Caithness?
Nope.
Smoked Austrian?
Nope.
Japanese Sage Derby?
Nope.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Of course, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir.
No, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Wensleydale?
Yes.
Ah, well, I'll have some of that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, sir. Mr. Wensleydale, that's my name.
Greek feta?
Not as such.
Gorgonzola,
no.
Parmesan,
no.
Mozzarella, pickle
no.
Crema, Danish Bimbo,
no.
Czech sheep's milk,
no.
Venezuelan beaver cheese.
Not today, sir, no.
Ah, how about cheddar?
Well, we don't have much corporate around here.
Not much it's the single most popular cheese in the world.
Around here, sir.
And what is the most popular cheese round here?
Worcester, sir.
Is it?
Oh, yes, sir. Staggeringly popular in this manner.
It's our number one bestseller, sir.
I see. Ilchester, eh?
Right,
all right. Okay. Have you got any? He asked, expecting the answer next.
I'll have a look at it.
It's not much of a cheese shop, is it?
Finest in the district.
Explain the logic underlying that conclusion, okay?
Sure, so cheese, sir.
It's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about limbo, has it?
Is it worth it?
Indeed.
Have you shut that bloody bazooki up?
Tell you so.
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
Figures? Predictable, really, I suppose. It was an act of purest optimism to oppose the question in the first place. Tell me.
Yes, sir?
Have you, in fact, got any cheese here at all?
Yes, sir.
Really?
No, not really, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir, not a scrap. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Right over.
What a senseless waste of human life.
I'm a victim of dyslexia. I can't tell my left, right, my from. And therefore, whenever I string words together, the order keeps wronging outcome. But that's perfectly K.O. As long as I know there's heaps of Lotta like me. So join with me now and we'll sing us a round of the Lysdexic melody. Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing. Lotta
thing, lot of thing, buddy, every lot of thing.
I'm a victim of dyslexia, and I think it's getting worse. I bottom my tops on the foot, and vice versa. Some say at times what I mean, but sometimes I won't. I'm a victim of dyslexia, but I damn give a don't.
Lord, thing, buddy, every long a thing.
Get off your things and butt.
Long a thing, long a thing, buddy, every long a thing.
My wife, she is perfectly normal, so it's no wonder she never could truly and truly stand under me. But I fear her gave warning, the very first morning I met her. I said I'm a dyslexic and I may never bet any getter.
Longest thing, longest thing, buddy, every longest thing. Longest thing, longest thing, buddy, every
long
a day. Buddy, every long a day.
Time more one.
Buddy, every long a
day. Hey, did I ever tell you that story about what happened to Buck?
Yeah, about 1,000 times.
Well, here goes again.
Oh, no.
Here's the story about Buck Owen Johnny Cash. There was a time when he owed Johnny Cash, and he was too broke to pay Johnny Cash, so he tried to borrow some of Eddie's money.
Oh, you owe me a fiver, buddy.
Eddie was low on money, so Buck tried borrowing some of Sonny's share.
It's what I'm gonna be. Well,
Sonny said, take a hike, Buck. So Buck decided not to pay John and to hide out at Ricky's Lake.
I got out of a boat once
and
almost drowned.
Johnny wanted his money, so he asked some of his tough friends to intimidate Buck.
I gotta do
his
that
friends
too.
Wouldn't
you
help him. He was told Merle Spagard, George is Bush, and Tanya's Tucker. Well, Johnny knew he couldn't count on one of Ricky's skags to lean on Buck because he didn't know Ricky's number.
Hey, I know that
so
number.
That's when he decided the only thing he had left to do was take a good old leak. Well, he decided to take a leak into Elton John. And guess what he saw in Elton John?
I don't know. What did he see?
Well, he saw Peters O'Toole, Gregory's Peck, Dick's Butkus, Alfred's Hitchcock, Dick Van Dyke, Martin Sween, Woody's Allen, Bernie's Tampa, Seeley's Posturpedic, and Ferris Fawcett, the Sanders Packwood. Oh, and he saw Barbara's Bush. Oh, and he also saw Danny Glover.
Really?
Oh, and I guess Greta Garbled and left William Holden. Oh, and what shocked him the most was when he saw Engelbert Humperdinck. Oh, and he saw Magic Johnson, too, and I guess Rich's Little. Oh, and he also saw Buddy Hackett. Well, anyway, some celebrities were getting lit up there, too, a little bit. He saw Sharon Stone on Billy's Crystal. Oh, and he saw Humphrey Bogart the Beer. Well, anyway, just when Johnny was getting ready to leave, in came Jay Leno. I said, in came Jay Leno. Okay, you don't get it. Well, anyway, Jay said the only way Johnny could get Buck to pay up was to get Dwight to yoke him. Well, Dwight said he needed a couple dogs first, so he decided to hire Bob's Barker and Snoop's Doggy Dog. Well, he had a lot of equipment, so he made Mariah Carey. So Dwight left him with the two hounds and was on his way to find Buck. Well, guess what happened?
What?
He stepped in Holly's dung.
I done that.
Hey, a lot of people like this story.
Yeah, really
Lyle loved it. Oh, and
gets caught in his love.
Oh, but Patty's kind of lovely.
You got to kind of laugh.
Yeah, yesterday I was at the dump and I said, Steven Seagal. Oh, and I heard that Tom's Petty and don't hurt Charlie's ride, won't you?
What? I want you to give me Blackberry.
You like him, Sasha?
I don't know. You're
a greater man now. Come on, you play a little song here. I'll tell you all about this guy.
Here's Zach.
He used to chase the rabbit.
He used to chase the rabbit.
tree and trap him for study. Now he likes them wet and muddy. He likes to smell their breath, wants to hold their paws. He likes to comb their hair with their dirty claws. Blackberry brandy is like human vice, but when he gets a symphony, your king's rise.
Oh, no!
But Wolverine isn't the crazy cockatoo. I don't know, but if I were you, I'd bring you just a Polish blackberry or two. He sees the moon in their eyes, and he likes their hairy thighs. A friend of the varmint, protector of walls. He runs like a bear, he wants them proud. He used to be human, but now he howls. Little Helmut Wolverinus, a crazy cockatoo. I don't know, but if I were you, I'd be
you know.
You like Sasquatch? Got a butt crack goes from the back of her neck to the bottom of her chin.
She kind of looks like a half-done yo-yo with legs, you know.
Double-barreled cleavage, huh?
And double chins on the back of her neck.
Lot of ticks. Tastes good.
Here's a song that I did once with a band called So Far So Good, when I had a band. But then they wanted to get paid or something. They're just completely unreasonable about it. Oh, well, I love my job and I love my girl. Tell me, who could ask for more? I was washing windows on a 92nd floor. Suddenly a gust of wind come up and swept me from where I stood. And as I fall past the 80th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. I'm in trouble now, you bet, so far so good. But I am not dead yet. I got a color TV, I got a water bed, I got a dishwashing machine. I got stereo with the biggest speakers you have ever seen. I got a real nice place on a real nice street in a real nice neighborhood. And as I fall past the 40th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Yes, I know there ain't no net, so far so good. But I am not dead yet. Well, yesterday I bought some flowers at the flower store. I tucked my shirt tail in, I took a taxi to her door. I said, Mary, would you marry me? She said, you know I would. And as I fall past the 20th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Things look bad, but don't forget, so far so good, that I am not dead yet. Well, I believe truth will come and show us all the way. I believe that love will light the sky and set us free someday. I believe that we will learn to live in peace and brotherhood. And as I fall past the second floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Yes, I know there ain't no net, so far so good. But I am not dead. I am not dead. I am not dead yet. Thank you.
woke up one day with an uncontrollable urge to get an MBA, a newfound hatred for the poor, and a burning desire to start a war. So I went to my doctor and said, what the heck is wrong with me? And he just smiled and said, son, why don't you sign up for the GOP? Well, the next thing you know, I'm putting up posters of Ronald Reagan on my wall. I got a collection of books by Milton Friedman and an autographed picture of Vaughn Hall. Then I started working for my congressman, and on the first day that I got paid, I took all my money and donated it to ContraAid. Cause I was a teenage Republican. Oh, the year was 1981, and a new era had just begun. We went from leisure suits to power suits and disco records to guns. And we told the world that if you were politically left to center, that it was reason enough to invade you. That to keep us safe from the communist threat, we went to a golf course called Grenada. After 2 weeks of fun in the sun, we got it back on the right track. And our next vacation spots were booked in Panama and Iraq. Meanwhile, in the White House, anybody who wasn't extremely rich was persona non grata, and Nancy Reagan said to just say no to everything except Frank Sinatra. But I was a teenage Republican. They promised to cut taxes and increase defense spending by $800 billion. Shooting for a balanced budget, give or take $2 or $3 trillion. Well, I supported Reagan and I supported Bush because they both sounded so sincere. But now when I look back on the 1980s, it all seems pretty clear. But those guys were willing to say anything just to get elected and nothing was achieved. The economy was destroyed and the American public was deceived. Now I'm standing in an unemployment line. My benefits are about to end. I wish I could apply the same welfare programs the liberals tried to defend. But I was a teenage Republican and I can't deny. I was a teenage Republican. No, I try to hide it. I was a teenage Republican.
I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. I'm trying to cut down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with a donut, but I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone, but it usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. And when I get back, it's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. And by then, I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine, and it starts behind my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day. So I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the getting good to feel alright. Everybody's at the getting good to feel alright. Everybody's at the getting good to feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. I love to work, I love to run, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I love to do these things if I ever have the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman that I'm seeing, so we never really get a little time to spend together. So we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think we really love is to get up on myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me, a book, and a cellular phone, and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat, and I'd drink, and I'd run, and I'd sleep, and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. Except I don't know how to do laps in the ocean. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot, and the poison goes up to your brain, and you die, and sand fleas. Sand fleas? Yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing, just me by myself in the middle of the ocean, and that's what I really love to do more than anything else, except I probably hate it. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like
like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about Everybody's thinking about me.
WITR, Henrietta, modern music and more.
And much more.
All kinds of more. I'm Tim, and that's Tom.
And we are friggin' here.
We're friggin' here. Tom's only gonna be friggin' here until 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I'll be friggin' here until 6. That, what you just heard, just now, was Jim Infantino with Stress, which is a good song. There's a new Jim Infantino album out, which doesn't have Stress on it. Stress is an old song, but the new one's really good, too. Before that was Wally Pleasant with I Was a Teenage Republican, the George Bush Mega Mix.
One of Tim's favorite groups.
It's not really a group.
It's a guy.
Yeah. It's a guy, but yeah, I play him way more than I should. In fact, if you listen long enough, you'll probably hear him again tonight.
Come back at about 4.
Yeah, at about 4. Come back in at least 3 hours.
That's when he'll start to run out of material.
Before that was Andy Breckman with So Far So Good. Bananas at Large before that with Wilhelm von Wolverenus, off of the Treaty Point Buck 2, the sequel. The Youpers before that with Buck and Johnny. Doo-doo-wah before that with Long a Sing.
Long a Sing. I could not figure out what they were saying on the chorus. I had to look at the CD.
Long a Sing. It's the best song.
Long a Sing. Oh, it was. It was a good song.
I love that song.
Couldn't understand them.
And we started us off with the Cheese Shop from Monty Python. That everybody already knows. Or at least you should. We're an official specialty show now, which means I don't have to read you the weather or do, like, the community calendar anymore, but I'm going to anyway.
Because he's such a nice guy.
I am, and I love, I've grown to love
it. He's got the community calendar memorized, you know?
Yeah, I do.
That little thing
about George Eastman house.
That's probably the only thing that's in there anymore.
So. Well, we'll find out, but right now I'm going to read you the weather. Tonight, occasional rain mixing with snow, temperatures in the mid-30s, south wind 10 to 20 miles an hour with higher gusts, higher where? That's an incomplete sentence.
Here we go again, correcting the grammar of the printout.
Well, they don't write these well at all, and then I sound stupid reading them because I come to a period when I shouldn't. Chance of...
I'm not going to comment on that one.
I was hoping you wouldn't. Chance of precipitation, 100%. Well, good, it did rain tonight. They had it right. Friday, continued cloudy. You can't even say that. Continued cloudy. Continued
okay, two more
cloudiness.
Times
okay, continued cloudy with scattered rain or snow showers, mainly in the morning. Temperatures remaining... in the mid to upper 30s, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour, chance of measurable precipitation, 50%. Friday night, mixed rain and snow likely, low in the low to mid 30s, chance of precipitation, 60%. Saturday, more rain and snow likely, high in the mid to upper 30s, chance of precipitation, 60%. So we're going to get a lot of rain.
Yeah, it's a typical couple of days in Rochester, you know. Nothing
they really had to tell us that. You know what? I don't have the community calendar here. I'll give it to you next break.
Okay.
Right
we'll look
now,
forward to it.
Right now, we're going to hear a song that Tom keeps begging me to play.
It's a good tune.
What is it, then?
It's called Boobs a Lot.
Who does it?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. You want to hear a song?
Read the record from here.
the Holy Modal Rounders. Okay. Boobs a Lot by the Holy Modal Rounders. Right here.
beating down the locker room with all that noise.
Nigga, do you like boobs a lot?
Gotta like boobs a lot.
Boobs a lot, boobs a lot.
Gotta like boobs a lot.
Do you wear your jack a lot?
Yes, I wear my jack a lot.
Got to wear your jack a lot.
Gotta wear your jack a lot.
Jack a lot, jack a lot.
Gotta wear your jack a lot.
Got to wear your jack a lot.
Gotta wear your jack a lot. Look out on the football, football field. You never can tell what a heel can feel.
So you gotta wear your jack a lot.
Gotta wear your jack a lot.
Jack a lot, jack a lot.
Gotta wear your jack a lot.
If I had a flag along.
If I had a flag along.
If I had a long flag along.
If I had long,
flag along.
If you like boobs a lot,
tag along. Baby, boobs a lot, boobs a lot,
boobs a lot, boobs a lot. Big and round, they're all around. They're big and round, they're all around.
Ballads of Irving. He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd Passage Gun in the West. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sissy Irving. The 142nd Passage Gun in the West.
Irving.
A 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143, walked in a saw saloon like a man insane, and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened in the town. His aim was to shoot Fat Irving down. Bad Max said, draw and draw right now. And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Gunfighter Irving. The 142nd Passage Gun in the West. The Jing boys was coming on a train at first sun when the town said, Irving, we need your gun. When that train pulled in at the break of dawn, Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West.
Irving.
Well, finally, Irving got three slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there, twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down.
Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Dum Dum Irving.
Big Dum Dum Dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Really?
In a redneck little dive, I'll be lucky to walk out alive. It's Saturday night in the middle of deer season. There's a sign on the wall saying rock and roll and have a ball. I hope my authentic ethnic folk songs are aesthetically pleasing. Here comes some peckerhead little geek with tobacco in his cheek, and he's yelling in my face, "Hey, faggot, play Freebird." He just finished a pint of Jack, mixed it with a few Prozac, and that twitching muscle in his jaw has got me slightly worried. His friends tell me he's crazy as hell. He just got out of jail. His old lady's wearing a beaded halter top, and her name is Grace. She gives me a big, wet, sloppy kiss that says, "Hey, man, look at this." And shows me her tattoo of Wile E. Coyote chasing the Roadrunner into an unbelievable place. So I figure, what the hell? I'll play some tunes and all will be swell. As I finish my first song, a bottle flies past my ear. Someone yells, "Let's squash him flat." Someone else yells, "I hear that." And I realize that evolution is still an option here. Look out. "Play Zeppelin, man." Somebody else yells, "No, play Skinner if you can." And I tell them, "Why don't you all fight it out? Whichever side wins, I'll play your tune without a doubt. Suddenly it's a roller derby without wheels. Bottles are breaking and teeth are flying and somebody squeals. Something knocks me to the ground. I'm looking up at Grace and Wile E. Coyote's upside down. She says, "If you don't want to go out of here in a trunk, quit playing metaphysical, introspective, existential junk." Well, that's not exactly what she says, but it's pretty close. To the back door, I say, "Hell, last night your little sister wanted more." And the whole place gets real quiet. And my rapidly shrinking boy parts tells me that's the one thing I wish they hadn't heard. What the hell? Y'all are the best excuse I've been told for legalized retroactive birth control. Whether it's Skinner or Zeppelin, I don't care. I'm placing this middle finger in the air and inviting each and every one of you to fly this free bird. Hey, Grace, can you make the run around here and one time?
I love your look, I love your walk.
Nobody home.
I love your smile, but when you talk,
there's nobody home.
I love it when you speak your mind.
Nobody home.
It's nice to have some quiet time.
There's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you say to me convinces me most certainly there's
nobody home.
Oh, no, there's
nobody home.
Woo. I'd say penny for your thoughts.
Nobody home.
But it seems you're out of stock.
There's nobody home.
When I ask if I can count on you.
Nobody home.
You take off your gloves and shoes.
There's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy. As you stare at me vacantly, the lights are out, but I can't see. There's
nobody home.
Oh, no, there's
nobody home.
The cheese is slipping off the cracker.
Cracker!
The deck is short a card or two. The six-pack has a bottle missing.
Missing!
I'm not dissing, just describing you. On your door you left a note that said,
nobody home.
Truer words I've never read.
There's nobody home.
I've seen fireflies that shed more light, but being with you sure feels right. And I'm glad you're out with me tonight. And there's
nobody home.
Oh no, there's
nobody home.
Bye bye, there's
nobody home.
See you later.
Nobody home.
Woo! Nobody home, baby.
Nobody home.
Hello, Earth to you.
There's nobody home.
Ding dong. No, not you, the doorbell.
Nobody home.
I did? Dave's not here.
There's nobody home.
Bye bye.
There's nobody home.
Nectar is sweet, and the combo went back to New York. The jukebox says to take a leap, and the carpet needs a haircut, and the spotlight looks like a prison break. There's a telephone and a cigarette, and the balcony is all in the make, and the piano has been drinking. No, has been drinking, and the menus are all freezing, and the light man's blind in one eye, and they can't see out of the other. And the piano tune's got a hearing aid, and showed up with his mother. And the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. As the bouncer is sumo wrestler, Cream Puff Casper Milk Toast, and the owner is a mental mist. piano has been ringing. Not me, not me, not me, not me, not me.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the mice in the jar. Eleanor Rigby raises the price, chops up the ice. Eleanor Rigby looks through the light. I'm trying to sing a song. All I want to do is do Eleanor. I'll do it myself. Oh, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby eats all the rice in the church for her wedding had been. No, not eats all the rice. Eleanor Rigby picks up the dice, raises the price, chops up the ice, traffics in vice. Oh, no, no, no. Kills all the mice in the church. So that would be cruel. Maybe I better start again. Eleanor Rigby picked up the rice in the church for her wedding had been. It's in a dream, waits by the window, wearing her face that she keeps in the jar by the door. That's strange. Most of my friends wear their faces on their head. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one is near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What a weirdo priest this guy is. First he writes a sermon for a bunch of deaf people, then he turns off the lights in his room and darns socks. Can't you just hear him in the dark with those sharp needles? Knit one, ouch. Pearl two, ooh, knit one, ouch. Pearl two, ouch. No wonder they call him the Band-Aid Bishop. Oh, the song. No one's to care, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the bony people. No, all the ornery, all the ugly people. Pugly reeple, I'm a creeple. A go climb a steeple. No, no, no. Oh, where do they all belong? Eleanor Rigby, Catherine Figby, Gwendolyn Bugley, Bugby, let's go play rugby, Madeline Snagby, Clustering Hugby, Harriet Gentry, Victor Borgia, Liberace, Thomas Dewey, Rudy Valley, Mike Mazurki, Albuquerque, have some jerky, you're a turkey. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Speaking of churches, did you hear about the religious skunk who went to church each Sunday and sat in his own pew? Did you hear about the frustrated duck? He couldn't get his down up. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hand as he works from the grave. There's that funky Mackenzie guy again. Not only he writes punk sermons and he louses up his socks, but he can't even throw dirt straight. You dig 16 tons and what do you get? Filthy! Ready for the biz bag. Oh, look at all the lonely people. All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Oh, my little hand.
I'd like to take you now on wings of song, as it were, and try and help you forget, perhaps for a while, your drab, wretched lives. Here's a song all about springtime in general, and in particular about one of the many delightful pastimes that the coming of spring affords us all.
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. La 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 la. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Help me get this cat off the shelf. I'm
89.7 WITR Henrietta Modern Music More. Okay. That was None of the Above with Nine Inch Claws.
Great song.
Great song by a great guy.
Great guy.
That we kind of know.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah, he did a fantastic version of Weird Al's song, Slime Creatures from Outer Space.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Prosthetic Lips, the Weird Al tribute album.
Weird Al tribute album.
Which hopefully we'll be playing in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks?
Assuming my copy comes in.
Your copy. Not the station's copy. You can't get the station a copy. You can get your own self a copy.
I'm not paying for the station's copy.
It's promotional. They should get it free.
Yeah.
I tell you what we had before that, but it was underneath something. Before None of the Above was Tom Lehrer with Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. And before that was Doodles Weaver with his version of Eleanor Rigby, which is really, really funny.
That's a classic.
I love that. And before that was Tom Waits with The Piano Has Been Drinking by request. I found it. Sorry about the skip.
People actually call us tonight.
Yeah. The Toys before that with Nobody Home. Before that, the Reverend Billy C. Wirtz, sort of by request.
Sort of by request. I don't really think that's what he had in mind when he called.
Not really, but that was best I could do. Frank Gallup before that with The Ballad of Irving. And the whole Holy Model Rounders with Boobs a Lot. Started us off half an hour ago. Wow, half an hour ago. And it's time now for community calendar. Community calendar, and guess which one it is. The George Eastman House at 900 East Ave will hold workshops this fall on identifying and preserving old photographs. Make reservations for December 28th and bring your own photos to be reviewed by the Eastman House curators. The workshop will be held from 9:30 a.m. to noon. Call the Education Department at 271-3361, extension 238, or 213 if you want more info. This is part of an historical exhibition running until December 29th. And...
Is that it?
Yeah, that's the only one. That has been WITR's community calendar.
For the past few months, actually.
If your nonprofit organization has an event it would like to have announced, send it to WITR's community calendar, 32 Law Memorial Drive, Rochester, New York, 14623. Our fax number is 475-4988. Or you can bring it down to our studios. WITR is located in the lower level of the RIT Student Alumni Union. And I guarantee that if you do that, somebody else will read it, but not me.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I'm done with that. Coming up next, we got some cool stuff. We might get into a little Christmas-type atmosphere later. But right now, we're going to play some Looney Tunes stuff. Do you have anything to say, Tom?
No, not really.
No?
I'm just thinking about going over there and stopping the tape.
Yeah, okay. Well, you guys who are listening, you listen to this, and we'll worry about what goes on over here.
Well, the meeting will come to order in place. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated.
Well, if they're not here by the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack?
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No. No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with Santa rising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Wise men be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The fourth day of Christmas my true love gave to me. Four bars of soap,
three cans of tea,
two breakfast foods and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas my true love gave to me.
Five tubeless tires,
four quarts of gin,
three cigars,
two cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree.
Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot.
And they are mild.
Just the hopeless advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Just the time for merchandising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. But the never needs a reason, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Get the money, it's the season, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
For you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Well, let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys.
Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, 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 bells. Clap your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary, too.
Show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boys. Why don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas in its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising sale.
Billboards, too.
Business Christmas cards.
And commercials on a pear tree.
Jingle, 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 jingle all the way.
Dashing through the snow with a 50-foot toupee. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Get on with advertising. What's the use of compromising? La, 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 la.
On the first day of Clinton, my new boss said to me,
"You must hire a friend of Hillary's."
Oh, as sure as the sun rises in the east.
By son, do you mean male child?
Well,
Because then you should say, as sure as the vertically challenged, future-abled, non-female person rises in the east.
On the second day of Clinton, my new boss said to me,
"Hire two movie stars."
And an old friend of Hillary's?
We don't say old around here.
Oh, yes.
We say maturationally advantaged.
On the third day of Clinton, my new boss said to me,
"Hire three less men."
Two movie stars.
And an old friend of Hillary's. Oh, by the way, you look kind of cute from the back.
Thank you. On the fourth day of Clinton, my new boss said to me,
"Hire four Polish nerds."
Three less men.
Two movie stars.
And an old friend of Hillary's.
Well, you got some cute dimples on your cheeks, Sonny.
Oh, you like my smile, huh?
That's not what I meant.
On the fifth day of Clinton, my new boss said to me,
"Hire
five quota queens." Four Polish nerds.
Three less men.
Two movie stars.
And an old friend of Hillary's.
Okay, give me a minute, boss, so I can look up her address.
Look up her what?
Oh, no. By the 12th day of Clinton, my office was PC. I'd hired 12 blondes careering.
11 liberals leering.
10 tax and spenders.
9 neutral genders.
8 eco-huggers.
7 soft on muggers.
6 pseudo-centrists.
5
quota queens. 4 Polish nerds.
3 less men.
2 movie stars.
And an old friend of Hillary's.
On the last day of Clinton, I'm voting GOP.
Are you sure?
Quite.
How very un-PC.
Oh, it's very PC.
How's that?
As in post-Clinton?
But you'll get 12 Reagan ringers.
11 Limbaugh wingers.
10 preachers praying.
9 guns a-spraying.
8 straight teenagers.
7 macho majors.
6 sexist sailors.
5 quota.
Bins.
Yeah, a whole bunch of middle-aged, Eurocentric, sports-watching, Clancy-reading, couch-potatoing, meat-eating, beer-drinking, cigarette-smoking, wolf-whistling, non-exercising Anglo males.
And 4 years of spending cuts.
3 henchmen.
2 guys who talk too tough.
And Ross Perot is your next nominee.
Mama, mama, cita, donde está Santa Claus? Lovato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that isn't it. Mama, mama, cita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... No. Hey, man, come over here, man, I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Man.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No, oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine. And she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know. And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know.
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know. It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man, and drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, no, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world.
Hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice five, scandi apple red, and button top. Ooh, clean.
That sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, no, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blitzen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and do this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway, how else, man?
No, man, no, man, how did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man, and how'd he, like, how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man, just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man, it's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man, it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hit, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
No sleigh bells, no holly, no little white berries. No fatties, no dollies, no Josephs, no Marys. Don't have nothing for supper, ain't had nothing for lunch. I won't have nothing for breakfast, I want some Christmas punch. Won't get no pretty boxes, won't see no little bows. Ain't treat no trembling foxes, don't have no Christmas clothes. No sleigh bells, no holly, no little white berries. No fatties, no dollies, no Josephs, no Marys. I got me a Christmas present, shiny and it's new. It's the perfect gift idea, but there's no one to give it to. No eggnog, no chestnuts, a lonely restaurant, black coffee and cigar butts. It's Christmas in Vermont. No sleigh bells, no holly, no little white berries. No fatties, no dollies, no Joseph, no Mary.
WITR.
Henrietta. Oh, that was depressing.
Modern music and more and all that. Yeah, that was the depressing Christmas in Vermont by Ed's Redeeming Quality.
Okay, now I get the joke.
It really works off the title.
Yeah. Maybe you should have announced that before you played it.
It's so much funnier afterwards, though. Before that was Cheech and Chong doing Santa Claus and His Old Lady.
And His Old Lady. Can't forget the old lady.
Can't. Capital Steps before that with the 12 Days of Clinton. Stan Freeberg with Green Christmas. And Lester McFlap's Carnival of Vomit doing Donner Family Christmas, which is brand new. It's not on an album yet. I just opened it today, and it's like brand spanking new. So, like, no one else has that.
Feels special.
That was our little like seasonal Christmas thing.
Yeah, try to get you all feeling jolly and stuff.
We only have Christmas songs. We don't have any other religious holidays because I guess they're not as funny. I don't know. We don't have them, or at least I don't know where they are.
And I've heard a couple funny Hanukkah songs.
I heard one, and I don't know where it is.
I've heard a couple.
Oh, we had the Long-Haired Hair off of Bugs on Broadway, which is a great CD. It's got all the cool Looney Tunes things on it. And that was that whole half hour. It's 2:30 now, and you're listening to, like, Tim and Tom, and we're friggin' here. Till 3.
I'll be friggin' here till 3.
I'll be...
Tim will be friggin' here till 6.
I'll be friggin' here till 6. And you can make requests. You can make all kinds of requests. You can make funny requests, and you can make long experimental requests.
And you can make serious requests, but we won't play them.
We won't play. I might play them after 3 because that's when the show ends. But the number is 475-2271. So give it a call. Ask me to play something.
Challenge him to find it in the archives back there.
Right. I have no idea. We
actually don't, because he'll send me back there looking.
Yeah,
for it.
I make Tom go get the stuff because I sit here.
Pushes buttons.
Coming up next, we have some stuff from Barnes & Barnes. We got Ogden Edsel coming up later, I think. We got all kinds of good stuff. So keep listening.
There's a party in my pants, and I want you all to come. I attended a fancy buffet for Steve Lawrence, like a Steve Gourmet. And Edie, I mean, stepped right in his way between the Waldorf salad and the chef's souffle. Souffle! And Steve said to Edie, you're looking not too thin. Edie smashed a human thigh bone on Steve's double chin and then proposed to Edie the very next day. She'll be Mrs. Edie Lawrence, Edie, I mean Gourmet. Forget about inflation, forget about Japan, forget the elections in Afghanistan or World War III. Who will lose or win? Cause Edie is mad at Steve. Edie is mad at Steve. And Steve is mad at Edie. Amen.
Let me tell you about the fall of 79. We were running out of money, we were running out of time, and we wound up picking pears way over in Washington. 3 months before that, we're hitching down the road with a dog named Elijah. She was 1 year old. We had that dog ever since she was a little pup. Now our baby was growing up. What got into Elijah, I just can't say. I guess she started reaching the curious age, and she had this aroma she was sending all over the land. And in every backyard for 4 or 5 miles, every male dog was howling and going so wild. They were driving their owners crazy, but they didn't care. The dog love was in the air. Jumping out of windows, breaking off chains. Poodles, Cocker Spaniels, German Shepherds, Great Danes. They were raunchy, rabid, ugly, mangy, mean. They were trying to find the Orchard Queen. I was in a tree, Elijah was alright. Down beneath me, to my surprise, I saw 25 male dogs closing in on her. So I picked me a pair, I threw it on town. I hit a Cocker Spaniel, I knocked him to the ground. He got up quick, he was dazed, but he wasn't deterred. I threw down another and I hit him on the head, and he went down hard. I thought he was dead, but he still went for Elijah after taking 2 direct hits. The little sucker was passionate. We jumped from the tree, we ran to the shack, pursued by a horny, crazed wild dog pack. And our dog Elijah fought us every inch of the way. And when we got to the shack, we were both in shock, and we felt like we were in a movie by Hitchcock. We looked at each other and we did not know what to say. How could a little girl act this way? You know, ladies and gentlemen, you try to bring them up right. You feed them Alpo. You keep them tied at night. You try to teach them morals. You try to teach them about society. You hope maybe they'll marry some rich, purebred doctor's dog from Marblehead. But no. One day, they're an innocent child. Next day, you know they're all running so wild. Elijah, I never thought you would turn out to be the picture of promiscuity. Now, just briefly, the word promiscuity over here in macadamia, wherever the hell I am, academia, one of those nuts. Hey, the word goes fairly well over here, but when I sing this song in Lynn, nobody has a clue what the word means over there. It's not that they don't know how to behave promiscuously, certainly have a handle on the behavior part. It's the terminology that gives them a problem. So, as something of a public service, I'm going to teach you how to say promiscuous in Lynn speak, in case you ever get lost on your way to Nahant someday. And over there in Lynn, downtown Central Square, what you would be doing in Central Square needing the word promiscuous, I guess, is your own business, really, isn't it? Okay, this is the way you would say it so that the local people could understand you. Elijah, I never thought you would turn out to be wicked slutty. Thank you. Is that cleared up for everybody in the balcony up there? All right. The next morning, I took a pair of my BBD underwear, and I put them on Elijah, and I put her tail through the little hole. Let's all try to picture that if we could. And I let her run free in the orchard that day. And every whale dove in Washington State took a try at Liza. But the only thing that they felt was a low-budget chastity belt. That night when we got to the shack, I took the underwear and I threw them out back. They were wet and they were dirty and I did not think much of it. I did not realize that they were the equivalent of the Holy Grail in the male dog population. Silly me! The Lord Almighty, what happened then when the male dogs got a good whiff of them? It was the biggest dog riot that there ever was anywhere. It was over Liza's underwear. They fought and rumbled, they brawled all night. They were killing one another till the morning light. They were fighting to the death for the greatest prize anywhere. And when it all was finished, when it all was done, Doberman Pinscher was the champion. He was wounded, but he looked so triumphant, standing there with Liza's underwear. And just to leave you with one more visual image. This is what this dog looked like. You know, the moon was behind him. He was up on this hill. He's kind of torn and tattered. He had this, you know, the greatest prize in all of dogdom hanging from his mouth. And the look on his face, I just want you all to remember. Take it home with you if you could, all right? This is what he looked like. And then he began gleefully to whistle his favorite song. Thank you all so very much.
Everybody, it's time for a little sing-along, but just for you guys out there, all right? This is called Sensitive New Age Guys, and wherever you are right now, riding in your car or lying on the beach with your Walkman on, please sing along on this song. It'll help you with your male bonding kind of thing. And to help you, I've rounded up every sensitive guy I could find in New York City tonight. So you just sing along with them, please. Don't be shy. Who likes to talk about their feelings?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who's into crystals, into healing?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who likes to dress like Richard Simmons?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who are hard to tell from women?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Rambo is upsetting. Who tapes 30-something on their VCRs? Who's got child on board stickers on their cars? Ooh. Ooh. Whose last names are hyphenated? Who loves three men and a baby? A movie I hated. Consciousness is constantly raising.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Yet his tax-free income is amazing.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who thinks that red meat is disgusting? Who's into UFOs, channeling, and stuffing? Who believes us when we say we've got premenstrual syndrome? Who doesn't know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom? Lots of guys don't know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom. Guys got into brutal, violent contact sports. Why? Let's ask these sensitive guys right here. Hey, guys. Do you know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom? Oh, good answer, good answer. Who likes music that's repetitious?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Music that's repetitious.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who's concerned about your orgasm? Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. You guys said you'd help me out on this song.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, we're sensitive, Christine.
Not that sensitive.
Well, I guess it's more important that they have a
sensitive new age guy
who carries a baby on his back, who thinks Shirley MacLaine is on the inside track, who always sings on sing-alongs even when they can't stand stupid sing-along songs. Well, yes, I could tell a lot of you guys that they really hated this song. Not all of you sang, but a lot of you did because it was a sing-along and you didn't want to hurt my feelings. Because you know what that's like. You've had your feelings hurt so many times because you're so sensitive. Yes, you're sensitive.
I went out to sail my boat. I was not sure it would float. I pushed it into the pond. It sank like a rock. It was not such a surprise. These things happen as surmise. Sometimes though it gets my goat, it would not float. My day on the spot. Failure is a funny thing. It makes you mad. Don't go out so much. I like to stay in for lunch and sailing. That's a funny thing. I prefer TV. Wow, wow, wow.
Thank you.
89.7 WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More. It's 3 o'clock. A.M.
A.M.
That was, what was that? That was PDQ Bach. That was PDQ Bach. That was 10 minutes. That was 11 minutes and 33 seconds worth of PDQ Bach. That was his 1712 overture.
I guess you had to be there.
I guess so. Before that was Gideon Freudman with Would Not Float. Christine Lavin with Sensitive New Age Guys. Before that, Don White with Elijah, Story About a Dog. Dude, what's the full title of that?
The full title is The Shameful Ballad of Elijah the Precocious Orchard Queen.
Okay.
I remembered it.
Yes. Good for you. No, I couldn't. It's not on the CD. It just says Elijah now. Ogden Edsel before that, just like I promised, with Idi Amin meets Idi Gourmet.
I and still don't get that song.
It's the best line. It's about Idi Gourmet.
Cannibal or something? I don't know.
No, Idi Gourmet was holding a buffet, and Steve Lawrence, who is Idi Gourmet or something, he's holding a buffet, and Idi Amin crashes the party and steals Idi Gourmet's wife, and like...
I'll read the lyrics later.
That's what it's about. It's ridiculous. It's Ogden Edsel. Does it have to make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Barnes & Barnes did Party in My Pants, and that was the last stuff
that was
we played.
A while ago.
Yeah, that was like a half hour ago. We do a break every half hour.
you see the pattern here?
Yeah. Every half hour, we do another break. Okay, we're going to play one last song while we're friggin' here.
Then I'm friggin' out of here.
Yeah, then he's gone, and it'll just be me. And I'll still be friggin' here, but I'll be playing other stuff. I'll be playing,
experimental pieces.
Well, I'll be playing Frank Zappa. I'll be playing Billy the Mountain. It's 24 minutes long. And, I might play some other things if... I don't know.
Longer.
I still take requests. But if I don't get any, I'll just let stuff play, and you'll like it. And I'll be doing half as many breaks.
He may even tap into other radio stations and just kind of let them know.
No, I can't do that. I can't do
that. That was a nice thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He's thinking. He's considering it now.
We're going to play one last song. It was Tom's idea.
I love this song.
What is it?
Traditional Irish
folk song by Dennis Leary or something. And I hope I got it queued up right.
We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
Hey,